I'm back to take the honor to conclude the session of today before then we move to the Q&A. I would like to conclude and then give some comments at the end on what we have seen in these be more than 2 hours of presentation. Now I start from the last slide that Marco has presented, that is related to what we expect in terms of cash generation, free cash flow in the future, in our medium-term plan. And I would like to comment a bit on how we see it in terms of allocation of the capital, giving some views on how we want to operate, and also going back to recent decisions that we have been taking, specifically on the dividends. I will comment for the allocation of this capital. Now, we said that the objective that we will have is on average in the next 3 years to deliver free cash flow 250 million before obviously the dividends and the possible M&A. Now, looking at the cash and the way in which we think of it, and you know the net financial position of De'Longhi, we see that some of this cash, I mentioned here CapEx, but some of this cash we needed to grow. And Nicola was mentioning, talking about the manufacturing footprint, the additional investment that we want to put in new product development, in additional lines to support our growth. Overall, there will be a path that is dedicated to what we believe is our long-term trajectory, that is supporting our organic growth, supporting our brand, building on that for the future. Another part is going to be remuneration of our shareholder that we hope they are with us in our long-term journey. And on that, I will just come back. I would like just to come back shortly on what we have presented and has been agreed by our board of directors only last a few weeks ago. And then, if you allow me also to give some guidelines in a way on what is we see in terms of our participation to possible acquisition in the future. We know that we just concluded in the last months two that for us are important acquisition. One already consolidated, I will comment on that. The other one where we are just waiting the authorization for the antitrust to finalize that should be in the next couple of months. So how do we see also the future? And that is obviously part of the way in which we think about the capital allocation, considering our financial position. Now, if I look at the dividend policy, I'm very happy that we had clear agreement with our board, obviously with our largest shareholder, to define what we think is a clear policy that we can communicate to all the financial community, saying, yeah, this is the way in which we see the remuneration for our shareholder. They are staying with us. We say 40%, a minimum payout of 40% of the net earnings should go to the remuneration of the shareholder. We kept open, obviously, as we should always do, the opportunity to take some decision in case of changes, let's say, on the significant changes, better to say, of the net financial position. And yeah, this is, in my opinion, something that is getting too objective. One, we give clarity on how we want to operate in terms of remuneration to the stockholders. On the other side, we keep open the opportunity, the room for us to continue to support our business, and also eventually to look at what I was mentioning before, being the growth enhancer, so opportunity that we see in the market, that will explain a bit more, and that will help us to add on top of our growth to external operation. Now, talking about that, I just want to make a bit of summary, because obviously, you know, as I said, we are actively participating to and reviewing opportunities that are offered in the market, but we want to do it with a structured approach that I like. I try to synthesize here, and it's very easy to read, in my opinion. As you can see, there are the two pillars where we are focusing our strategy, where we are focusing our medium-term plan, where we are where we have our vision for the future, that are the coffee and the food preparation, the food and coffee, that are the two drivers of our growth, where I believe we have accumulated internal know-how that will help to expand our business organically, but where we want to be open. And an example of what we just concluded very recently, where we want to be open also to consider something that in the market will make sense for us to extend in these two important and big categories. At the same time, and you see it in the bubble on the top right, if there are areas that are adjacent to that, we want to stay very open to consider. So it's not strictly food preparation as we see today, it's not strictly coffee as we see today, but also things that will be adjacent that will help us to do a better work in that area should be part of our target. And going back to my small tempo as a summary of our medium-term plan, and where we look at the other pillar being the innovation, we are very active on always looking at opportunity to introduce in the market, was mentioned also by Fabrizio, distinctive product. And also there is an area where if there is an innovation that will fall out of the category, but will make sense for the group, or will introduce a technology that will make us distinctive in the market and so on, is something that we should consider. So in a certain way, there's a clear focus because we know where we want to play, we know where we want to focus ourselves, and are the two big pillars, food and coffee, where we put a lot of investment. But there is also an area that we want to keep open that is real innovation, real new technology, real opportunity to be different in the market, also going a bit outside of our perimeter. That should be part of that exercise. It could be in product, it could be in business models, it could be on the digital side, so all whatever we make us different make us different in the proposition to the consumer. Now, looking at that giving you my feeling on what we are seeing today in the market, on one side, I repeat again, our approach to the acquisition is not going to change. We'll be selective. We'll be an approach that is looking at the long term and the value creation on the long term and not just a short term opportunity. And we'll be something that is fitting with our strategy, so it's fitting with this small temple that we have presented. So this is a bit the way, the approach to merger and acquisition of the De'Longhi Group, and we are all very clear internally here with that. We're all very clear with the family, with the major shareholder. We're all very clear with the board that these are the three, let's say, drivers for us in the way in which we approach possible new steps. What we are seeing in the market at the moment, just to comment a bit, obviously, you know, this COVID situation has been a bit disruptive with different kind of impact on the multiple, depending a bit on the industry. But it's something normal, probably will normalize. You are probably in a better position maybe, but it will normalize probably in the future. I mentioned the fact that we go in with this very selective approach, value creation, fitting with the strategy. Of course, we will always be in competition with different players in the market, considering also obviously the liquidity today present in the market. We are very aware of that, but we never do anything that doesn't make sense for our financial position. We will not make steps that they don't have the right return for the group. So we are very aware of that, but also we know how we want to operate. And we also believe that at the same time, there will be there are opportunity, or there will come opportunity that come in maybe unexpectedly due to the effect and the impact that an adverse economic cycle in general in the world can have for specific companies. And we want to be ready. That's why we have a team fully dedicated, screening at the opportunity, understanding more, and getting all the signals of what is possibly coming into the market, or signals on how are developing the situation in companies that we have under our radar. Our way of operating will always privilege a bolt-on acquisition, bolt-on moves, because we strongly believe in our strategy, we strongly believe in our plan, we strongly believe in the opportunity of our organic growth. So this is a bit of the way of thinking, and has been also the way of thinking that drove us to make the steps and the moves of the last months. And talking about that, I would like to comment a bit. So the first one is about Capital Brands, with the brand Nutribullet and Magic Bullet. I will give you a bit of information in the next slide. Is an acquisition that came in and was start to be consolidated as of January. Is an acquisition that for us, you will understand, is very important and will help us really to make a big change in the area that are part of the medium term plan that we were preparing in the months before, specifically in this case on the US, specifically in this case on North America. So it's perfectly fitting with that box. And if you allow me, it was mentioned already in the presentation before, is also fitting with the other box related to the food and food preparation. They are playing, we'll come back later, in a very, very important segment of the food preparation category in the US, in North America. The other one that we just announced is the acquisition that we are planning to conclude as soon as we have the antitrust green light in the next months. About a great company, Eversys, Swiss company, very high technology, unique technology, state-of-the-art plant built that obviously has been growing also thanks to the collaboration with De'Longhi being an important minority shareholder. But it was a very conscious decision, and we didn't have any obligation, it was a very conscious decision to make the next steps in taking over this company. And I will have the chance, it's very fresh news, I will have the chance to comment later on what will represent for us ever since being in the already growing very, very fast in the professional coffee machine with a very high positioning, very differentiated in the market, very fitting with the brand strategy that we have overall for our portfolio as De'Longhi. So we are very happy that we were able to finalize the negotiation to find the right point for all of us together also with the great shareholder founders of the company. So really fantastic addition. We will have time to comment more on that, a really fantastic addition for the group, De'Longhi. Talking a bit more about Capital Brands, that, as you know, still fresh because obviously we concluded the deal only a few months ago, but we are already in a phase of integration of this company. We want to keep their identity. The management of Capital Brands that has been very successful in the past years has been completely reconfirmed. They all have been joining De'Longhi and sharing with us the same passion for the business, the same view of the opportunity that we have all together to grow. The CEO of Capital Brands in this phase of the integration is a senior guy, rich closer, senior guy with many years in the industry, chief commercial officer for Capital Brands. Is also coming from Martin Armstrong, coming from the industry, many years in leading position in big companies in the American market, and all the rest of the organization joined De'Longhi, and Rich as a CEO in this initial phase is reporting directly to myself. What is behind this acquisition? Behind this acquisition, there is a clear step in increasing significantly our scale in the North American market, taking a leadership position in a very important segment of the blenders in the US. Is one of the biggest segment in the food preparation. And in that sense, if we look at the combination of the North American market with the Capital Brands, Nutribullet and MaggiBullet, and what we already do in the US with our De'Longhi and the Brown and Kenwood business, altogether, the sales are in excess of $500 million, and that position this market as the biggest market, as the biggest single market for De'Longhi. I would like to highlight a couple of points. First of all, is an acquisition that, as you notice, came in with a value accretion from the beginning. So it's a very healthy brand in terms of margin. But it's also, if you allow me now a bit playing with the words, is a business that has made of health and healthy nutrition the reason of their success. And I go back a bit, so maybe just to highlight the strategic fit, what I was mentioning before, we see this trend of freshness that you see mentioned several times when we talk about full automatic machine, pump machine, starting from fresh coffee, so from the coffee beans into the cup experience. But this freshness and freshness of ingredient, you find it also for the food and for the food preparation. And the way in which they do it, they make it easy to have this experience in fresh nutrition, fresh ingredients, also the blending, the way in which have been designing, engineering their product, that makes it very easy as an experience. There's been a tremendous success in the US, in North America, but also in Australia and the UK, that have been the market of focus for Capital Brands so far. Now, our intention and what we are preparing at the moment, that we will pass to you more information in the next months, is to consider, obviously, to expand the presence of Capital Brands specifically for this personal branding, where they are very well known, where they have a very strong recognition, also in other geographies. We already identified the first wave of countries or geographies where we will soon, starting with the second semester of this year, launch this product, leveraging on the scale, but obviously, you know, making that available to consumer in other parts of the world. We will open in the next months, so we will be ready soon after the summer, the e-commerce sites for Nutribullet in all these geographies that are part of the first wave, that will include also important market here in Europe. And from there, we start the plan of making, you know, multi-bullet, multi-bullet, a business that is not only limited to the American market, is not only limited to the Anglo-Saxon countries. At the same time, I like to highlight the fact that through Capital Brand, through the strong presence, it was mentioned by Paul, being an American company, American management, American designed and engineered product, we have access now, and I think we can leverage on that, on a strong R&D, NPD, regional team, specifically for the US, knowing very well the American consumer, understanding very well the dynamics of the North American market. I think there is more that we can do with that. We'll be obviously now with focused on launches of new products also of Capital Brands. We'll be launching the second part of the year in US, but it's something I think on which we can leverage as a group also for other products of the overall DeLonghi group. And finally, and very important, Capital Brands, NutriBullet has been very successful in the digital marketing, has been very successful in creating a community around the nutrition, about the freshness of the ingredients and so on. And this is a community on which we want to leverage. There are some learnings also that we can take as DeLonghi for the American market, but also in the way of managing communities and consumer communities in other part of our business. I want to highlight it because this is really an excellence and one of the reasons also of the success of Capital Brands that I think is very important. And we want to position here as yourself as DeLonghi as, you know, trying to understand more, getting more information on the way in which they have been developing these very important digital assets. We are very keen to learn more in the next months. Now, having said that, I would like, if you allow me, to go to the last slide. And again, I want to finish with the last slide with our temple. Our temple that is in a way bringing all in one page the things that we really want to do. And as I said before, behind this this temple, there are all the things that you heard from the team before. And below that, there is an execution plan that goes down granular to all the different countries, all the different geography, all the different functions of the organization. Having said that, maybe a few things that I would like to stress from the things that were said before, maybe I will repeat myself, but I think are very important. We heard that to execute that, we need to have a commercial policy that will focus a lot on the expansion. Expansion being in new consumer groups, you heard it from Paul, but it can be obviously in new geographies where we have let's consider it new, so where still our product thinking about coffee, they have a low penetration in the households, but also in, and it was mentioned, we should not forget it, in what we consider the developed market, I don't like the word mature, the developed market, like European market, where still the penetration of full automatic, manual pump and so on is pretty low in the households. So there is still an opportunity also there, and we want to capture it. We want to do it remaining very strict with our commercial policy. It was already said, we want to remain very, very strict in managing our margin. That's why also what Marco said before, that will be very important for us also this year in managing the cost increase coming from the raw material. We have a plan there. We have a clear approach into the market on how make sure that we are protecting our market. We want to do that supporting more the brands. You heard it from the presentation of Fabrizio. There are several things that we are doing that, and this is spend. But it's also clearly understanding which is the meaning for each brand in our portfolio, which are the category we wanna play, which are the segments where we want to invest, both in term of communication, where you saw that obviously there is a shift more and more into the digital marketing, digital communication for obvious reason, but also in term of NPD and new product development. I like the fact, you know, was mentioned by Fabrizio and by Nicola, we start from the consumer. So there is this link to the consumer to create product that we hope will be distinctive for the consumer. So this element of distinction that ultimately is about innovation, can be a technology, or it was mentioned, can be distinction and distinctiveness coming from the design. That would be the effort that we are doing. I hope you appreciated that. I think it was important to show you an example that is really a success launch, very successful also this year, the Prima Donna Soul, where you saw really these, you know, link with the need of the consumer and then finding the way to bring back a very distinctive proposition through an adjusted technology, in this case with the proprietary technology related to the way in which we are handling the algorithm that is handling the beans. And in order to do that, we need the support from our supply chain, from our manufacturing network. Allow me to say, and I mentioned it several times, this has been a team that has been really under pressure, heavy under pressure in 2020. But if you allow me, the fact that they were able to manage through the disruption beginning 2020 and later on during middle of the year also here in Italy, to revamp the operation in record time, allowing us to continue to grow despite you know, this issue that were obviously affecting everybody, including us in terms of manufacturing, in terms of supply chain, is at the core of De'Longhi, at this way, very pragmatic, entrepreneurial way that De'Longhi has to manage also the difficult times, to manage the crisis, to manage the emergency. And I want really to thank them a lot, allow me to thank them a lot, because they've been really instrumental to for us to, you know, be successful in 2020. And I think with the additional investment that have been mentioned in the future, will make a difference for us also in the near future. I love personally the fact that in the big category where we are playing, being coffee, being food, we manufacture the product ourselves. We look for excellence. It was mentioned in terms of product proposition. We look for excellence and we want to make the difference. And doing that with huge accumulation of know-how that is helping us also with innovation for the future. And then also, and there will be occasion which we will go back on that even more, we want to think about sustainability. We didn't have the time today, but you saw what Nicola mentioned, all the things that we are doing in energy saving or the area related to waste and so on. We will scale up on that. We have several plans. We will have hopefully the occasion to go back to you with more information on this part that is part of our tempo. You see, part of our tempo. Finally, yeah, it goes into numbers. But again, as I hope that you saw, also you could appreciate also the quality of the work that we are doing, and the numbers saying that we want to continue to grow. So we believe in the strategy, we believe in the product, we believe in what we are doing. De'Longhi has been a company growing in the past, accelerating now. We want to continue the pace, and we want to do it with a vision on the long term that we require also the right level of investment to continue to grow also in the future. We indicated that 10-12 as our objective, including capital plans. But also we have indicated that we want to remain very firm in delivering our results in terms of margin, targeting 40 to 100 basis points accretion in the plan. And we want to do it delivering the cash. And this is important. All together means long term, means ability to invest, means ability to remunerate the shareholder that stay with us in this journey. So on this one, if you allow me, I would like to thank you. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have appreciated the presentation. I hope that the presentation gave you a better feeling of the things that we want to do And again, there are many others, but I think it was a good summary of all the initiative and the priorities that we have in front of us. And now we are perfectly on time, I think. So if you allow us, we take 5 minutes final break, and then we are back for the 30 minutes Q&A session that was foreseen in the agenda. Thank you, and thank you very much again.